for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing, break through its walls, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord hosts, it is the house of Israel, and the people of Judea are his cherished plant. He looked for judgment, but see bloodshed. For justice, but hark the outcry. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God.
I will praise your name.
Glory, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless and praise your name forever.
I will praise your name, my King.
And mercy, he is kind and slow to anger. He is good in all his works and full of compassion.
I will praise your name.
Them speak of your might, O Lord, the glory of your kingdom.
I will praise your name.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will bring with you the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and the third they stoned. And he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and they killed him. What would the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." And Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and it's wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. And so today we begin with the end of the gospel. And the last line of the gospel says, "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." So today God is calling us, and again, every time we hear the word of God, God is speaking to us. He's trying to teach us something, especially when it comes from the gospel. Here's Jesus Christ speaking to each of us, and he says that we need to produce fruit for the kingdom, to produce its fruit, not fruit for ourselves. And so, again, as I've talked about many times throughout the years, fruit is always about other people. It's not about ourselves. You know, the fruit that falls from a tree doesn't feed the tree. It produces fruit for other trees to be born, but for other people to eat. And so when God is talking about we need to be producing fruit for the kingdom, that's something we really got to think about. And so we got to think, do I produce fruit only for myself, only for my family, or do I produce fruit for the kingdom of God? And again, like last night, I won't do it. I scare too many people when we do that. But if you were to drop dead right now, bam, you died. and you stood before God and he says, okay, let's examine your life. Let's do it together. Did you produce fruit for me, the kingdom, or did you only take care of yourself and your family? And that would not be a good answer if it was only about myself and my family. It always has to be about others. That God gave us just one life. We all get the same amount of time, every one of us. And we all decide, what am I going to spend every moment that I have been given by God? The 24 hours a day, every one of us have been given the same amount. Do I spend it on my own pursuits for what will help me, what will help my family? Or do I use that time not only for what will help me and what will help my family, but for the building up of God's kingdom? So what does that look like? Well, first of all, it looks like the talents that you and I have been given have not been given to us for us, right? You remember the parable of the talents. When God gives one 10, the other 5, and the other one 2. Then he comes back and says, okay, give it back to me. What have you done? And the one with the 10 says, I doubled it. Here's another 10. Well done, good and faithful servant. The one with the 5 gave him another 5. Oh, well done, good and faithful servant. The other one with the 1 or the 2 comes back and says, here, I buried it. I gave it back. Here it is. Get out of my sight. Throw him out. So again, if we given the talents that God has given us and we just wasted them on ourselves, it's burying the talent. We need to use it and produce it to build up the kingdom of God. Huh? That's why even when we talk about our own church, years ago I remember reading a book and it talks about if your church was to be closed today, pretty appropriate, if your church was to be closed today, would the only ones that would know that anything was changed would be your parishioners. And if it is, then your church is not the church of God. Right? Are we producing as a church fruit for the neighborhood, for the kingdom, or only for ourselves? Now, again, we do it for the neighborhood. We have a food pantry. We have a clothing store. We do things like Oktoberfest. So many of you give and bear fruit by giving your whole weekend up just for Oktoberfest. Fantastic. But again, though, we got to make sure that I'm using my gifts for the building of the kingdom. So then we find people I know that can sing. Whoa. And then I hear that sneakily. Look how well they sing. You need to be in the choir. Oh, no, Father. Oh, yes, you need to use the gifts God gave you for the building up of his kingdom, which happens every Sunday at Mass. I hate you, Father. I know. Or you can read like Peter read so beautifully today. Ah, Peter. And so he goes and he takes his gifts and he builds up the kingdom of God. Huh? You can do the same thing by a Eucharist ministry. So whatever it is, we need to make sure that the gifts that God has given me, we're using for the building of his kingdom. I have been doing the website for our parish now for about 10 years. I can't believe that no one in this parish can do the website. That nobody in this parish has not been given the gift of that kind of stuff where the pastor has to spend all his time on the side making sure everything's right, especially Oktoberfest, it's extra time. But the reality is there are other people in this very parish that could do that kind of fruit and build up the kingdom of God. Did you get my little hint there? I don't know if you did or not. But the reality is that all of us here have been given gifts by God. Are you using them for yourself and your family only? Or are you building up his kingdom? God said if we're not building up his kingdom, he will take the kingdom away from us and give it to the people that produce its fruit. So today, let's do an examination of conscience. Am I building up fruit for the kingdom of heaven or just for me and my family? If you do it for the kingdom, you'll also take care of you and your family. You know that, don't you? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe.